kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang may-ari ng cargo services na Alin Cargo Express na si Jennifer Quiñones na mula sa New South Wales. Kamusta, Jennifer?
Kamusta? All good po.
Kwento mo naman sa amin, no? Kailan nagsimula itong negosyo na to?
Nag-start kami last year, pero it was like years in the making. This is family business, so it involves my parents and my siblings. So partnership between my family and Mr. and Mrs. Allen, which are the founders of Allen Cargo Express sa Philippines. I'm a registered nurse here in New South Wales. Tapos kind of started at the time when I was having my maternity leave din. So I think parang ako yung andito, tapos ako yung nakamat leave, kind of fell on my lap na maging man the business. Well, I don't really have the background for this anyway, but coming from isang pamilya na manegosyante talaga, like in the Philippines, may mga negosyo kami, and I'm still guided by them. But at the same time, from the day-to-day, like operational decisions and all that, majority me on that end. But like yung direction ng negosyo, obviously it's the consensus of everyone, our family and like our partners as well. Like a juggling act, like your first time being a mom and your first time I'm like trying to handle a business here as well. At the same time, I've just returned this year to work back to my profession, practicing my profession. So yeah, it's been busy. Hands have been very full.
Okay, so ano-ano yung mga negosyo nyo from what you recall in the Philippines?
We have a fabricating business. Yung family kasi namin is like a family of engineers. My dad, my brother, mechanical engineers. My sister, industrial engineer. It's like a steel fabrication business. My mom as well had like a couple of pharmacies back in the Philippines. It's different businesses here and there. But what wala kami siblings dito in Sydney, you become accustomed to like the Australian lifestyle, no? Na work very routine, mas stable that way. A business is like, you can be at home, but yung isip mo, it's like running like 24/7. Parang employed ka pa rin for 24/7 pala. Dito, we're the partners in Australia. So in the other countries, iba din yung partners.
So matatandaan mo ba kung magkano ang pondo or capital in setting it up?
It would be hard to put a figure on it because so this isn't like a franchise. It's like a partnership. What's very good with partnering with them because they're very flexible as well. They acknowledge na each country have different needs. Well, so it's a gradual throughout the operations. We kind of decide, you know what, let's put in some more to invest on this, and it's not like an actual figure to start with. So
nalaman ko na meron kayong sariling app in monitoring, tracking ng package or ng boxes. Sige, ikwento mo naman sa amin. Were you aware of how much into yung development ng app na to?
A setup na siya at the time when we started. Like running an app was the way to go. It was business being ever-changing and like the demands of the people to have everything like at the touch of their screens to meet that need for easier bookings and all that. So I don't have a figure for that. We're just lucky when we started, it was already there. It's been very handy for us. Tapos for the customers as well, they can see like the actual tracking on the map their box is. It's very visual, not like when like the other diba, mga notification as to the whereabouts of their boxes. Literal on the map talaga. Makikita mo like asan yung barko.
Has that made everything easier for you guys?
Yes. It could lessen the call. Say they can go on the app and see, oh, where's the where could the box be na? So they can just go on the app and see it's entering the Philippines na. This like in the jurisdiction or something na. So helpful that way. Helpful for people too because they don't have to call or they don't have to diba, wait because sometimes we get like a volume of calls as well. Tapos getting through the line might be hard. But if that's the only information that you need, it's on the app anyway. So you can just go on the app for that.
Apart from tracking where the boxes are, anything else na, you know, that will kind of give them a bit of confidence? comfort if you are the customer.
In your booking, all your details are going to be there. I think your declaration as well will be there. Because it's only like you would think it's just a straightforward like steps anyway na this kind of business, okay, may bubok ka, magsisend ka ng box to the Philippines. So features to it more than what you actually just need. You can book there or of your empty box and then you can book there when you want it picked up. At least you don't have to, more convenient for you. It saves you time because you can book on your own time. You don't have to wait for office hours to ring the office and to book whatever time of the day and then you can just review within the office hours. So ganon. That way, I feel like what the app has ngayon serves the actual need of the customer.
So you can also track then yung revenues ninyo. Kahit papaano. It's easier for you guys also.
Not gonna be on the app with the revenues. So it's more like really just the counting, you know, na walang naiiwan na box. What we use the app for as well, tag it each time like there's movement, like we like handling it, storing it in the warehouse, loading it into the container. We put QR codes on the boxes and then that's how we scan. Like even if for the customers as well, they're handed the QR code, they open the app and then scan it to know where this.
Let's talk about yung risks of getting into this kind of business.
The major risk, you're handling goods na in volumes of goods and all that. So the risk will be damaging the goods. We already have like processes in place for the handling anyway. We just try to encourage, we don't weigh it as per se per box. We encourage na may maximum weight lang tayo, like about 70 kilos para din occupational health and safety ng mga staff namin, and at the same time, handling it will be easier because the more it's harder to handle, more there's risk for the goods to be damaged. So far, haven't really had like significant issues, which has been good, like a year and so of operation. So
nakakatuwa na iniisip nyo rin yung mga taong magkakarga ng ganong pack.
Kailangan talaga kasi in this kind of business, kasi it's the manpower that like a major resource for this business to keep running successful yung business. You really have to encourage the customers because we value our staff. Pag yung nagkakarga, ang hirap to load, like to unload and load into the container. We really have to value them that way to minimize any injury at work.
You have an ABN for this.
We have an ABN for this. So basically, our name here is Allen Cargo Express Australia. We are the Australian branch of like Allen Cargo Express.
Challenges of running a cargo express business. Sa ngayon ha, kasi 1 year ka pa lang into it. Ano yung mga natutunan mo so far in terms of challenges?
I've already like foreseen it. Yung nature kasi ng Filipinos, we have this suki culture na if happy ka na sa suki mo, kahit may ibang bago, tapos may new features that they could offer nyo, new services na mas mapa-easy yung pag-booking or yung pag-track. Filipinos in general, gusto na nila the same suki na. Like, it's so hard to change their mind. The only way for them to have a comparison is to try, but the challenge is, how do you make them try? Started, we open up with a buy one, take one na box, like the actual second box is free to send. Ayun, we got people to try and then they could experience for themselves kung ano yung service. Like other cargo businesses would actually subcontract their Philippine side of the operations. Pero tayo mismo yung nagde-deliver to the doorstep. So sa pag-pick up ng box niyo from your doorstep to the receiver's doorstep, alin talaga all the way, even from the release sa custom because in-house brokerage services. That is the edge for us kasi, and it's all documented where your box goes. There's documentation when they receive it. This is how your box looks like. May punit ko upte. We tell the customers that. We let them know like, nung pag-unload, eto, just the wear and tear from like, maybe the boxes getting moved and that. Nag-acquire ng damage yung box or may leakage yung ibang box kasi nagpadala ng mga fluids na hindi naman na-pack na properly. But all that covered. Really be confident na walang mawawala. Unlike the other providers would really have a subcontract in the Philippines on that side of the operation. So
ano pa yung challenges na kahit papaano na overcome mo na rin?
I think that's trust on their end. The other thing as well, only thought it would be gaining the trust of the Filipinos being our customers. I feel like it's me giving away my trust would be the challenge. Dealing with people kasi you realize na you give them your trust and then you hope that you will be treated the same amount of respect that you give them, but then it's quite hard talaga business in this nature because it's customer service and others can still be very stuck with the thought na customer is always right. we do value our customers. I advocate for them personally. I investigate into the complaints and all that myself. It's just sometimes it's nearly impossible to please people because there are really difficult people out there as well. And I'm not just saying na kasi ganyan yung Pinoy. Other businesses as well will have that same problem.
So now what happens naman when products get damaged or when the boxes get damaged?
You have to declare like the value of your package kasi, and then you work from there. If you will have, it's up to you if you will avail of the insurance, but we always suggest that you do. That way then it's covered with the value that you declare of. It will be based on that amount of the insurances were. With our protocol with the damaged boxes, I think we're the only ones that would report to the senders. You will receive a message from us and like pictures of how your box looks like in the Philippines. So upon unloading from the container when it arrives in the Philippines. And sometimes there's a video on when they're reinforcing ng the actual box para makita talaga na walang ginagalaw sa loob. Maselan in that part kasi we don't want to be labeled na ay nawawala yung mga gamit namin dyan.
Final message, okay Jennifer, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or the...
I think if you have an interest with a business and also partnering din right people, if you go into this business, may mga alam ka sa business and check like is making this business strong operations wise. Also, for those that think that that's not your line of business, I think you learn along the way. You would be surprised na you have those skills all along. You have soft skills all along na actually be very beneficial for a business. Also, it's always good to start somewhere. No effort is too small. Turn that one day to day one and then probably you'd be surprised how it will unfold.
Maraming salamat kay Jennifer Quiñones. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you for interviewing us.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.